Well, today we celebrate National Ag Day, and here to tell us more about how the South Carolina Department of Agriculture is marking this day and this week is Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Happy National Ag Day, Commissioner.
Well, the same to you. That's right. March 19 is National Ag Day, so it's a good time to stop and think about all the things that we benefit from having such a vibrant agricultural industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, March is appropriate time. It is sort of the start of ag season,
right?
When farmers get the planters out and ready to roll. So let's talk a little bit about it.
And, of course, in South Carolina, agriculture is the state's number one industry, and it makes quite an impact, doesn't it?
Well, it does. But what you'll realize talking about today, in South Carolina, for example, we have just under 23,000 farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And because they are growing things that we eat, wear, or build homes with, or put gasoline in the tank, they create nearly 260,000 jobs. So agribusiness, it is the largest part of our economy. Farmers are the foundation of it all. And if we didn't grow things, we would not have this type of job creation or over $50 billion that flows through South Carolina's economy. So while people think, well, farmers, that's nice to pat them on the back, well, we deserve more than a pat because of what we do, you know, for the economy, for the environment, for the fabric of South Carolina.
Literally the fabric of South Carolina, as well as the food and the fuel in many cases. In fact, it really can't be overstated just how important agriculture is to everyone every day.
Well, yeah, it's pretty obvious. We do like to eat, and we don't want to get more and more of our food supply from somewhere other than the United States, because we all believe that food security is right behind our military strength in terms of national security.
Mm-hmm.
And again, farmers enjoy what they do. They get out and do it. They are underappreciated. So that's why National Ag Day is a day to try to make up for that.
If we don't thank them every day, we should at least thank them today. And, you know, another point to be made is we're doing it every year with meeting these needs for the food we eat and the clothes that we wear with fewer and fewer farmers.
Well, we are. I mean, that's a result of a lot of things. The technologies that farmers use is one thing that helps farmers survive, and but the margins that we farmers get for the food we produce or the fibers, the margins are so thin on the inputs that we put into the ground or on a tree, under a tree. It's a tough business to make an acceptable profit on the investments that we make per acre or you name it. So that's why we have less and less, and it's almost a matter of survival on meeting those costs and earning a livelihood that a person can do just that and have a career as a farmer. So that's why we work so hard to attract new farmers to the business. That's why we work to help with marketing and just open doors of opportunity. Because we do see the same trends, you know, less and less farmers, and someone's going to have to feed us in 20 and 30 and 40 years.
That's right. Yeah. Well, a happy National Ag Day once again to you, Commissioner, and especially to all of the farmers in South Carolina who do feed us each and every day, not only us, but our neighbors and so many around the world. And the job just seems to get tougher and bigger as our world continues to grow, the population continues to rise. So a big thank you to all of our farmers today. From all of us here at the Southern Farm Network and the South Carolina Department of Agriculture, and we've been talking with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.